Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
There is no arguing that Detroit has itself a very rich and diverse sonic heritage, music and sound. And there's no arguing Detroit's had its challenges in preserving its history and heritage, which is why the Detroit Sound Conservancy came to be. Its mission, to support Detroit's heritage of music and sound through advocacy, conservation, and education. And this Saturday, the Detroit Sound Conservancy is holding its third annual music conference. It's free, open to everybody. Carlton Goles is here now. He's the founder and executive director. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
When I say those words, Detroit's sonic heritage, what does it mean to you?
Well, it's a really good question, and I get it all the time. We founded the whole organization around sound as opposed to music, and although obviously music is deeply implied, but for us it's really rich. It's everything from oral histories in the human voice, describing experiences, to, you know, what did the Grandy Ballroom actually sound like when Fred Sonic Smith played his guitar. So it's a really – that's the reason why we shifted there, because, yes, it's music, of course, but it is the recording technology. It is Michigan radio. I just walking through here and all the artifacts mm-hmm. from your radio station for many, many years. That's part of that history as well.
And when we talk history, I know you've been a high school social studies teacher. You taught a class on the history of American music. What happens when we lose that history?
Well, that's also a heavy one. I think it feels intangible. You know, what have we lost so far? You know, we've lost so much. We've lost, you know, Motown too. We've lost so many of the great theaters in downtown Detroit, especially. You know, human beings go, and then we just hope they were on tape, mm-hmm. and we hope the Michigan radio archives are deep and well protected. So I think what we lose is just that cultural tissue that helps us describe other things we like to do in the world and we care about in the world. And I know that seems a little abstract, but the concrete part is a place like United Sound Systems and where Funkadelic recorded and, you know, so many great records were made, and it just looks like a house. It's just a house on the side of a road. Mm-hmm. And why do you preserve it? Why should Michigan Department of Transportation
protect it
sure. instead of threaten it? So, but if you don't have the stories, mm-hmm. it's just a building. It's hard to – the bricks don't tell you.
Well, it goes to contrast when I think of we just had visitors from England who first visit to Detroit, and the question was, what do you want to see? Number one, Motown. Want to go to Hitsville. And it really has a sense of pilgrimage watching. It was fascinating for me. I've been there before, but to come in and see it through new eyes and watching people walk up to the porch, get their pictures, be part of that. So, but we could take that and multiply that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the Detroit Sound Conservancy has done tours for a number of years. We don't do a regular one, but if, you know, you contact mm-hmm. the website, we'll hook you up. We'll make it work for you. And, absolutely. Early on when I started the Sound Conservancy in 2012, 2011, I would say this, that if you walked up to somebody in London, in downtown London, you said, you know, hey, Detroit music, name me a song. They'd be able to sing a song. They'd be able to do this. And then you'd say, well, is there a museum dedicated to Detroit music mm-hmm. in Detroit? What do you think? Is there one? And they'd be like, well, of course there must be. And of course the answer is there isn't. You know, if you said, are there archives in Detroit? And the people would say, well, of course there are, and they're being protected. I'm sure of it. And the answer is there really isn't. Mm-hmm. So I think that London moment is a good self-reflective moment for us.
It truly, truly is. And I know we've talked with attorney Howard Hertz earlier this year on Stateside, and I know he's one of the presenters at your conference,
yes.
but this idea of Detroit building a strong, unified identity as a music city like we've seen in Memphis and Nashville and so many other places. And so fitting into this Saturday's music conference, Carlton, give us an idea of what you're trying to accomplish and what you want to explore.
Well, that's I appreciate the venue to do that. I would say that people have been trying to do this for many, many years. And so this year actually is built around the 100th birthday of James Jenkins. And James Jenkins founded the Greystone International Jazz Museum and Hall of Fame back in 1974, and he died in 1994. And we're going to celebrate – his birthday would be on Sunday. So the conference is built around his birthday, and then we're going to go out to the cemetery on Woodlawn Cemetery on Sunday and take care of his grave and do a little ritual and what have you. So the argument of the Sound Conservancy has never been that other people haven't been working, mm-hmm. or there isn't communities that care. That's not it at all. What there is that there needed to be – my generation needed to come in and bring some new energy. There was a vacuum. The Greystone International Jazz Museum had sort of imploded. We actually preserved the artifacts from it last summer. And so some of that, those objects will be on display at the conference. We have a little pop-up museum during the day. But the idea is to actually talk about the continuity of preservation and archiving over many, many years, and to show the community that you know, that we do care, that there are people who care about these issues. They want to push Detroit music history further. You know, Motown's not the only story. Mm-hmm. It is an incredible story, but there are so many other stories.
Of all musical genres.
All musical genres. And then, of course, things like radio. We have a big panel on radio in the afternoon. The 100th anniversary of commercial radio in America starts with WWJ in 1920. So the 100th anniversary is coming up. So we're actually having a panel to look towards the 100th anniversary, which would be in 2020.
And I guess I know it's free and I know it's open to the public, but who are you most hoping will come on Saturday's conference?
New people, new audiences, new bodies, people who don't know us. And yeah, we just love meeting new people. We love meeting our old people. We love meeting our – we have some fans, I think we can fairly say. And our advisors are a rich, dynamic group of people, incredibly diverse. I firmly believe that I have the most diverse cultural organization in the city of Detroit. You know, some of the panelists, people apply to present papers. So we have some new people giving, you know, cutting edge research in some ways. But then we try to invite panelists to give feedback mm-hmm. to those panels. You know, academic conferences sometimes can get a little inside of a fishbowl. And so we try to invite panelists and some new people there who've never worked with us before. So new. Come new. On out.
And so after this Saturday conference, again, free and open to the public at the Detroit Center for Design and Technology on Woodward, there is a concert Saturday night.
Absolutely. And it's all on Woodward, actually. It just happened that, you know, the event is in Midtown, the old Cass Corridor, right where the Greystone Ballroom used to be. It's actually on the site. It's kind of crazy. Lawrence Tech has built a Detroit Center right there, and it's presented by them, and we really owe them a ton here, and we want to make sure they get a shout out. But then after the conference, we'll come up Woodward to Holbrook and at St. Matthew's and St. Joseph Church. We're going to have a concert, $20 benefit for us, with Don Dupree, Nico Marx, and Drew Schultz, a soul group, an electronic music act, and probably the best country music singer in Detroit. So three acts,
something
one
for
night.
Everyone.
Yeah, and cross-genre. Yeah. You know, I think that's what the value added for the Conservancy. I mean, people throw great concerts. There are great production companies in Detroit and Michigan. If you want to go deep in folk, mm-hmm. you know, there are things to do, et cetera. But if you want that pan-genre thing, that's us. And we're just excited to share with the world what we've been doing this whole year, and then our vision for the future. We're building up towards a sustainable home in 2017, and, you know, all hands on deck.
You can find out more about the third annual music conference easily go to DetroitSound.org. Founder, Executive Director Carlton Goals, thank you so much for sharing your vision with us and being with us.
Thanks for having me.